Hi, 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 everybody. Hello, hello, hello. And we're on to day two of Selling is Easy. Soulful Selling is Easy. So today I want to build on what I was talking about yesterday about the energy, getting your, the way you look, presentation, etc. And we're going to build on the fact that people buy from people they're attracted to. Okay. This is very, very important. The power of attraction in all its ways. All right. We all have our own set of brand that we have to claim. Okay. But we also have to recognize that people, and you know, you may want to fight it, you may want to argue against it, you may want to think it's unfair. But the truth is, human beings are completely shallow. On some level, and we buy from things we're attracted to. So we buy book covers, but you know, books based on the cover. We are attracted to people because of the way they look. Okay. All selling is done based on attraction. So there's the first part of being attracted to the person, which is what I was talking a bit about yesterday, about tapping into when you feel most attractive, which is, I want to get more into that a bit. So the energy part of attraction comes from when you are connected to your soul. Okay. So I'm going to be asking you some questions afterwards to really think about those times when you feel most open, most relaxed, most receptive, most alluring, most attractive, most powerful. All right. These will be through activities, the way you dress, etc. These are all moments when you feel those emotions. It's because you're connected to your soul, you're connected to your power, and you're in what's called alignment, all right? So you're at your most attractive to the universe, to others, to everything, all right? Now, if I try to put on somebody else's outfit, somebody else's way of being, somebody else's way of thinking, somebody else's way of dressing, somebody else's, you know, model of saying how I have to dress up, that could feel constrictive. And so it won't align with my soul. And therefore, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter how I present myself in the way that other people do. It just won't sell. Okay, you've got to come into alignment with your truth, your soul, your feelings of being most attractive, most open, most receptive. This is how you end up drawing in, magnetizing somebody. Okay, and it's not manipulative and it's not bad, it's positive manipulation in the fact that you're offering a solution. Okay, so the first thing is thinking about, where are you most attractive? How are you showing up in ways that, you know, when you connect to that feeling of being open and receptive and attractive and empowered, and your energy will shift to a higher vibration when we're not connected to those emotions and we're not connected to those feelings. Our vibration, our magnetic attraction drops, and we become heavier, we become darker, we become repellent, because nobody is attracted to the dark in a way of selling. Nobody's attracted to the dark unless they are needing to go to a dark place, but it's not in a sales place. You will never find yourself attracted to something to buy it because it lures you in a way that is saying, oh, you know, this is really heavy and this is really dark and this won't be great. Now, we do all have an attraction to the dark, because that's why we watch, you know, dark programs, drama, because we do have this attraction for our own pain. And we will be going into that further. But we're talking about, the first half is about looking at the attraction from a place of a higher vibe, a positive vibe, an effortless vibe. And the desire factor. So we're talking about desire today. We will go into pain tomorrow, but we're talking about just building on yesterday, talking about desire. And that's what we want to build up in our clients, is desire, customers, etc. So desire is built by the way you look, by the way your energy is. And that feeling of, it's not about you being the best looking person on the world, and it's not about you having a perfect face and being a model and being thin or whatever. It's not about that. It is about you being most comfortable in your body, in your skin, so that you can perform and present yourself and dress up your energy in the best way possible. Okay. And that's why it's so important then that your business, your what you're selling, your products are always in alignment with that too. Okay. Because when something is not in the same alignment of dressing up the energy, not in that place of openness and your belief and your comfortableness, like you're wearing a good skin and good clothes, it's just out of alignment and it causes conflict and breakdown in the sales process. So it's really important to understand that. I'm just going to swap arms again because I've forgotten to put it on my on my stand. So even my stand is actually next to me. So now the second part of that attraction is that you are attracting someone by selling them the most attractive solution. Yeah, the most attractive solution. It's like when you watch advertising for holidays, you know, imagining yourself there in this beautiful azure sea and beautiful sunshine, and they've got you being, you know, somebody being served drinks, and you can imagine yourself there. It's an alluring solution, yeah, to whatever is going on for you in the pain. And we'll go into that tomorrow. But the attraction is, here's the solution. You could be here too, yeah. So we have to present the solution. Yeah, we have to present the answer, the dream, even if someone's not going to have it straight away, but the movement towards it. Yeah, we all know how we feel when we've bought a holiday, but even if the holiday is not going to happen for 6 months, we know it's going to happen. It's exciting. We've bought the holiday, we can vision ourselves there. All right. And it's exactly the same when you've bought a product or a coaching program, or you know, you're working with someone one-to-one, you have that feeling that you're on the destination, you're on the drive, you've got that momentum. And as I talked about in the free training, people want to feel peace of mind and momentum. So they want to know that they're on the journey, that there's going to be this peace of mind, this relief, this satisfaction, this, I've done something really good. I feel good about myself because I've done this and I've got momentum going towards where I'm going. Yeah. So we want to give and present the right solution. So the questions I'm going to be asking you today is around diving into what solution you're actually offering. Do you really know? Have you really gone there? What is the dream that you're presenting to your customers and your clients? What is it that you're wanting to sell to them so that you can add more value to your pricing, more value to the way that you're presenting yourself? Because if you know the whys, yeah, if you know the outcomes, if you know the solutions, it's much easier to sell something. Yeah, if you're not clear on the solution, the dream, what you're putting out, then it's very hard to sell, and it's very hard to give an attractive solution and invite somebody else in, whether you're doing that in person, whether you're doing that through marketing and doing that through copywriting, whether you're doing that over the phone. Every process of the sales process, and marketing is as much part of that, whether you're writing videos, all of this journey of selling, has been very clear about the solution. I'm very hot in this room, by the way. I'm sat in the room that has got lots of sunshine in it and warmth, and I've just realized I'm getting quite hot. So there we go. And talking about this is bringing up energy, so it's all good. So we've got to think about our what we're bringing in as an attraction, yeah, being the most attractive, firstly, of ourselves and how we feel most attractive and the questions that will help you answer to that. And then secondly, what is the attraction that we're offering of what's the most attractive solution? Yeah. What's the dream? What's the beach image? Yeah. Being on that, you know, tropical island holiday. We all know for a fact that you could be sold on the most gorgeous tropical beach thinking, yeah, warm and sunshine. But the truth is you turn up and the beach is full of people and you've probably got loads of kids around and it's hectic and busy, but you were sold on the dream and you got a percentage of it. Now, ideally, I truly believe that when you're selling from your soul, you're going to over-deliver, okay? Over-deliver. And that's where it comes to a much more potent state. When you're selling without soul, you actually almost under deliver. So people will always come away slightly disappointed. Now, if you sell with soul, and you're connected to your truth and connected to your alignment and connected to when you feel most at your potent, most attractive, most connected to what your truth is, what you want to be doing, you're potent, you're powerful, and you do over deliver because you're connected to your soul and you're connected to the universe. And so then you're really tapping into the law of attraction. So you get to actually deliver with ease and grace and joy and fun with a lot more energy that's easy for you. Yeah. So then the other person gets a massive result because you've got very clear about what you're doing and you're aligned with the universe, and then they're getting the supports, particularly when you're working in coaching, any form of therapy and anything like that where you're doing hands-on work, you're always channeling that energy, and it's so much more potent than just trying to sell something that hasn't got that behind it. So we really want to think about those solutions. So I'm going to leave you with some questions. I know that yesterday has brought up stuff, and that's really good. You know, I want to just say that, you know, recognizing that there is fear and you're holding yourself back and you're being perhaps afraid of being seen, because selling is all about being seen. It's all about being seen as you. Yeah. And it's being seen as the true you. And often those fears of, oh, my God, if I'm seen, I'm going to be too powerful and too big, has to get out of the way. That's all child stuff. The only way forward from a fear is actually stepping into it, stepping forward and actually doing the thing that scares you the most. Okay, so if it scares you the most, to dress yourself up a bit more and actually show yourself, you know, that taking the time and making yourself feel your most happiest, putting on your lipstick, putting on your makeup, getting your hair done, doing everything right, and then putting yourself out there because you feel great, and then putting yourself out there in your greatness. Okay. I'm not telling you to dress up in anybody else's form. I'm telling you to make the effort to really feel into what feels great for you, getting your power right, getting your energy right. As I said, I will not jump on this. Like this morning, my routine this morning again was meditating, walking the dog. I've been wild swimming. I've done a power exercise. I've done affirmations. I've prayed and I've aligned myself. I've done things that I know really, really help myself to feel aligned. It's a glorious sunny day. I've sat in the sun and I've allowed myself to surrender. And now I'm doing this because you're seeing me doing me. Yeah. So I'm leaving with those thoughts. Do drop any questions, thoughts, or feedback into the comments. I'd love to hear from you. It helps this process unfold. Wonderful to hear about the fact you're putting up your prices. If you haven't done it already, go do it. This is your challenge based on yesterday's exercise to get it done this week and see the results. And also I encourage you from today, you know, there will be more to add to your challenge. So I'm sending you much gorgeous love. And now go and head over to the questions that come with this.